At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
I'm John, or Jeevan Stevens.
And I am your host, Ethan, otherwise known as Flabsexy Gaming. So John, what's going on over in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's pretty hectic, really, because I've been going to school, and we just passed through midterms, so... Basically, I'm like looking at one of my classes. I'm like, oof, I gotta really step it up to get this passing grade, or else I'm gonna have to do another science class. And I can't have that.
Yeah, that's fair. And you said you still can't drop the one you were trying to drop?
Yeah, there's some sort of like hold that's stopping me from dropping classes due to my financial aid. It's also stopping me from getting classes for next semester, so I'm gonna have to talk to someone about that, which is very annoying.
That does sound annoying, yeah. But, so since this episode is technically coming out after Halloween for them, did you have any Halloween plans? Or, like, did you, for them, you would have already done it if you did, but walk me through it anyway.
Right, well, my parents want me to take my little sister out trick-or-treating so they can just kind of stay at home. Right. So I'll probably do that, and then maybe afterwards... I don't know. Depending on what time it is, I might stream. We'll see.
Nice, nice. Yeah, as, for me, my festivities don't really engage much outside of. Over on YouTube, we did Spooktober. After the annual tradition of the entire week of Halloween, we play some scary games, and, it's been pretty awesome. I've picked some pretty good games this year. There's been a couple, there's like one year I picked like just the games weren't that good. There's like a couple here and there that are pretty good. But this year I think I've done a slam dunk. I've picked some really good games. There's a, like a supermarket simulator slash Papers, Please, but it's horror. There's like doppelgangers that try and murder you. That was really fun. That's also co-op, so maybe I'll have to drag John into that at some point. There's a FNAF type game I played. There's a FNAF, fan game where one of the animatronics just literally is Usain Bolt, and if you get caught in his crosshairs, you're done. Game over. Say goodbyes now, because you're not getting out of it. That was really scary and really fun. What else? I did a game where you're on like a train and there's a monster trying to break in, and you got to repair the different stuff. Kind of like I was gonna say Among Us, but that's not exactly correct. There's probably a game like that I've played where it's like you gotta repair stuff, and if you don't repair stuff, you get bonked by a monster. So, but yeah, that game was pretty interesting, and not as spooky as the other ones, but it was definitely interesting. And then there was another one I'm thinking of that I can't remember. Well, there's actually two. Oh, well, I did a whole like three scary games thing, so there's also three scary games there. So overall, just a really fun tradition, and I love doing it. It's my, like, cause I don't really celebrate Halloween outside of that. So it's kind of the one thing I get to do for Halloween. I kind of started the whole channel with horror games, and then I eventually reached off into variety. But even still, to this day, horror games is still like one of the constants. You're never not going to see a horror game on one of the episodes for the week or something. So it's always a lot of fun. It gives me a chance to check out a lot of awesome indie horror games, because almost every game I play is an indie horror game for Spooktober. So. I don't play like games like Resident Evil or Outlast is the one corporate horror game I'll give a pass. Outlast is pretty good. I don't play it for Spooktober necessarily, and I think I've already played both of them anyway. But yeah, so a lot of fun. If you like that kind of stuff, go check it out. And if you missed John's Halloween stream, if he did one, where can they find that, John?
Well, they can find it over at Stevens VODs over on YouTube. If it's not uploaded yet, it will be uploaded soon.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
And then if also it never happened, then it never will be.
If it never happened, that's true, that's true. Because Halloween's Friday, right?
Yes, it is a Friday.
So we might be doing something Thursday, but I can't speak for Friday, so. Because we have a, if it works, I'm hoping it still works, is if it doesn't work with the other guy, we can, me and John can just go into it first. But Escape the Backrooms got updated recently. The full game is out now. It's not done. Kind of like Faz, where the full game's out, but they're still updating it. Something very similar to that. It's just there's whole new levels. I think there's 5 new levels, I think. And then there's new monsters, obviously, and there's a whole new ending now. So, yeah, we got to jump back into that.
Nice.
That's the, that be the plan. So, you know. But, yeah, with that being said, we can probably move right into the headlines. Now, this happened a little bit ago, and I'm so mad that I forgot it last episode. I, granted, it was Halloween, so I don't know if I said anything for Halloween. I probably didn't. But Markiplier and Amy got married. I literally knew this last time and just didn't say it, so screw me, I guess. But yeah, so they got married. They kind of really, I really appreciate them doing this. They kind of did it in private and then told everyone else after. I think that's the perfect way to do it, especially if you're a public figure. You don't need people trying to figure out where the wedding is and like that kind of stuff. They did it with just friends and family. That's the best way to do it. I'm super happy for them. I think they're awesome together. I've seen clips and stuff. Cause Amy's like a really behind the scenes person. She's actually, credited a lot for, In Space with Markiplier because she was behind the scenes. I think she had one cameo, but she was mainly behind the scenes. And behind the scenes people should not go unnoticed because they are honestly the things that kind of keep the whole project together. I think they're amazing. So I'm super happy for them. Glad to hear they got married. And, I don't know if Mark's still uploading. I don't know if I think he stopped for a while because I think we all just assumed he was working on Iron Lung. Little did we know he was getting married. So that's probably the reason he stopped for a little bit. But yeah, just super, super happy for him. Can't wait to see what's on the horizon for them. So, but John, did you know that? Did you know? Were you in the Markiplier? No,
I did. Yeah, I am in the Markiplier subreddit on Reddit, and I saw some of the pictures, and it was pretty cool. And yeah, exactly what you're saying about Amy. Like, she does so much. Like, a lot of people don't even recognize. Like, she did a lot of work on Unus Honest.
Oh right,
back when
yeah,
that was a thing.
Yep,
and I imagine does a lot of other behind the scenes stuff other than just In Space.
Yeah.
I liken her
to people know this and they're not related in the sense of like they're very different people. But what I'm saying, I'm gonna compare them a little bit, is Stephanie from The Game Theorist, which they're no longer involved really. But back when they were involved, MatPat was always the showrunner. He was always the face of the channels. He was always that. But Stephanie very often, if not all the time, was behind the scenes running things. So, but that kind of spotlight never gets shown because they don't necessarily want the spotlight. That's the reason they're behind the scenes in the first place. But because of that, they're often overlooked. And I think that's a shame because, like I said, people like Stephanie and Amy, both of them were like kind of holding the foundation together. And of course, obviously, that's not to say Mark and Matt aren't doing things themselves, but I'm just saying they're kind of holding the foundation together, and that kind of goes unnoticed oftentimes. And we need to not forget that they're the ones kind of keeping it all together. So that's kind of how I compare it anyway. Because back when I would watch GT Live, is they would talk about that kind of stuff all the time. Because Stephanie was a showrunner on GT Live. But she was also a super behind the scenes person with the Theory Channels, back when they were, involved in it. So it's unfortunate that it kind of goes unnoticed, but that's why I try to, point that attention to people, because a lot of people, there's a couple comments I said seen, and the reason I brought it up in the first place is they were like, there's a couple people I saw that's like, who's Amy? It's like, you're not a real Markiplier fan if you don't know who Amy is, first of all. Second of all, let's say you watched him before and maybe you somehow don't know. It's most likely because she's not on camera all the time. She's been on a couple streams with them. Mainly streams, I should say. Videos here and there, but streams she's been on a couple. They'll like react to stuff together. I think they played something together. But she's mostly in the background, so that's why you might not have... You should have at least heard of her, people. Come on. But man, that's maybe why you haven't seen her before. It's because she's usually in the background. I almost think I heard something a while back that she's also behind the scenes of Distractable. I could be wrong, but I feel like I heard that somewhere. Could be completely fake news and I could be full of baloney, but I feel like I heard that somewhere. But don't take my thing as anything because I don't know crap. nor am I in their circles. So could have just been a murmur from someone, or I feel like someone said it. I feel like one of the trio said it themselves, but I don't know. I'm not as good as listening to Distractables as I have been in the past, so there's also that. But yeah, as we said, I'm excited for him. I think another sadder thing for our side of it is I think we need to be ready for Mark to say, "Hey, I'm gonna be stopping for a while," kind of like what PewDiePie did. Because you get to a point where you kind of want to focus on your family and that kind of thing. So, and I respect it. I'm just saying, I think we need to clench our booty cheeks for that moment. So, because Mark's like one of the last few YouTubers from my childhood that's left. I mean, Jack still does stuff, I think. So he's still there too. But he's one of the last few, because MatPat's, he's not gone, obviously, but he's retired, quote unquote retired. PewDiePie, he's definitely retired. He uploads like once a year, just to give us life updates, which is nice. And then maybe DamTD, I'm still kicking around. I don't know what he's doing necessarily. I should probably keep tabs on him, but I don't. Corey's back.
Every now and then I go check out DamTD and stuff, and like, oh, he's still doing stuff. I don't know recently. But...
Well, I know he has two kids too, so he's juggling a lot as well. So, but it's nice to, it's, it kind of makes me feel old because I'm not old, but it makes me feel old because I'm watching all my childhood YouTubers grow up and start families. It's like, no, boy, I'm getting to that point. You know, it's like we're adults now. We're not kids anymore. So, but yeah. With that being said, that's all the headlines I got, because I wanted to make sure I actually said it for this episode, because I knew that last episode and still didn't say it, so it must have slipped my mind. But yeah, right. How, Danny? I'm fired again. But moving on to Creator Showcase / email, and I do have an email this time, and it actually fits perfectly for what we're doing today. And it's from Joseph, which I think we've had someone named Joseph before. So this is a different Joseph. They said, "Hello, John and Ethan. I love listening to your podcast while I'm studying. Makes me forget that I hate homework and tests. I can't pick a favorite episode. I like them all. But if I had to pick an episode, I would probably pick one of the serious topic ones. I did have a question, though. What's been your favorite episode / topic for..."
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
From season 2. And then they put a little heart emoji there. So, first of all, before I answer your question, thank you, Joseph, for your email. Really awesome. Yeah, I mean, the serious topics, that's kind of why we do them. It's because they're really important to talk about. Because I like to say this podcast is 90% goofy topics that don't matter in the slightest. And then we want to always focus on the 10% that is very serious, and that we do talk about serious stuff, like season 2 specifically, forgiveness, hope. Like, these are very important topics, so we try to harness in on them when we can, which is every 10 episodes. So it makes us happy. It makes me happy to see that one of your favorites would be one of the serious topic episodes. For me to answer your question, though, what's been my favorite? That's a hard one. Season 2 has been really good. I've just been like, I'm really happy with how season 2's turned out so far. Because this is episode 80. We're only 20 episodes away from the season finale. Can you even imagine that? Season 2 is almost at an end. That is crazy to me. Like, I feel like we started season 2 like yesterday. but... man, favorite episode out of season 2? I don't know, man. That's a tough one. Hope Debate's definitely in there somewhere. If it's not my favorite, it's in there somewhere. It's in the top 5. I would say, I feel like Wavelength is an easy answer. I don't know if I want to go with that one. For me personally, Roleplay Rumble was hilarious, based on what happened in that one. But, man.
Was that season 2? I thought that was season 1.
Nope, that's season 2. That's what I'm saying. It's like, and that's mid-season 2, too. He said 2-2, yeah. Huh? Get him. Yeah, no, that's like mid-season 2. Man, that's a hard question. That's a really good question. I would probably say if I had to pick one, which, like you said yourself, it's hard to do that. Maybe the, actually, it's, I don't know if I'm biased because it's more recent, but the Infinity Stone one was really cool. I don't know if that's my favorite. It was really good, but I don't know if it's my favorite. I don't know. This is hard, man. I'm gonna say Wavelength, even though that's probably an easy answer to say. But, John, you want to answer Joseph's question here?
It's a tough one. As I always say, there's so many good episodes. The Infinity Stones one was pretty good. I liked that one because it was like looking at there's different aspects of the podcast and whatnot. You know, I'm going to say the Override button. That one, that series, so good.
Mm.
It's a very solid finish, I'd say. So yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
You know, that's a great answer, and I'm going to switch my answer. Oh, it's between two, and I hate it. So, I will say that John and Ethan Literally Go Shopping episode was really fun to do, simply because it was completely different than what we've ever done in the past. So it was really fun to kind of branch into this new style of, hey, let's literally go do something and record it. Type of thing, which I guess that's not new in the sense of the internet, but you know what I'm saying. It's like our podcast has always been me and John sitting in a room talking, right? This one was we're going to a store. We're not going to worry about background noise because obviously you're in a store, and we're going to have a couple challenges, and we're going to literally go shopping. That's what the title says. So while that one's an honorable mention, I can't say it's my favorite, but it's like that's so interesting to me that we were able to pull that off. But one of my favorite ones, and the Override one's a really good pick. I forgot that, again, similar to the Roleplay Rumble, I forgot that was in Season 2. I think one of my favorite ones, and honestly, and this is going to be kind of selfish, but one of my favorite ones was the YouTube title game. We called it different things for the different, I think the first one was called Guess That Title, and then the second, episode of it was called Title Tussle. So, yeah, that type of game is my favorite, though, because we got to go into each other's channels. We had to give, someone the first half of the title, and then that person had to be like, oh, what is that from, and then what's that video from, and then they got to figure that out. And I think it's a really cool game. Honestly, I don't know if I like it better than Wavelength, but it's definitely up there. So if I had to pick one, it might be that type of game. I don't know, out of the two episodes, I don't recall what the major difference was, outside of the third guy wasn't here for the second one. I think that's probably one of my favorites. I don't know, it's hard to pick. I was scrolling through while John was giving his answer, and I'm like, I love all of these, man. I can't pick one, because if you had said Season 1, I might have had an answer for you. And unfortunately, John, we are going to have to make a decision come the Season 2 finale, because that's one of the things in the final segment is picking our favorite episodes. So
yeah.
time is crazy, man. Which actually perfectly leads us into the serious topic for today. Now, the title, I already know what I'm going to title this, and so I know the title might have scared the pants off you guys. that's why I want to clarify immediately. We're not quitting. We're not retiring. We're not that old, alright? Because the episode title is Saying Goodbye, and that's not us saying goodbye. It's for a different reason that we'll get into. You'll start to understand as we get into it. I know how I want to kind of end this episode, but over the course of the past, like, 30 minutes, I've been trying to think of, oh, how should I start this? How do I want to start this episode? In the sense of the topic. And it's kind of hard because, again, you don't know exactly what, or maybe I put it in the description, so maybe you already know what the topic is. But it's hard to kind of start with this, right? You either start with a punch in the face, or you try and go slow, but you're going to end with that punch in the face anyway. Because the topic that we're revolving around today is going to be a very emotional one. And there's no getting around it. It's going to be emotional no matter what's going to happen. There's no tiptoeing around stones here. There's nothing you can do. And that's because the topic for today is losing family members. Or like losing people you love, people you care about, however you want to take it. And for that same reason, I don't know exactly how to start it. So I'll just go and start off with it, with saying with my own personal stuff. Because maybe if I say personal stuff, then that will entice you guys to start thinking about it. And then John can jump in when he wants to and stuff like that. So personally, I lost a family member recently. I think it was, well, recently being a year ago, but we just did their funeral recently. That's how I should word it. I think I actually might have mentioned it on the podcast. I can't remember if I mentioned it that I was going to the funeral or not. I can't remember if I said that here or not. But in case I didn't, there you go. I think I said it. But, and I didn't know them super, super well. I knew them a good amount because I had visited them quite often in a particular setting, but I didn't know them 100%. And so, even with that being said, though, I was a complete and utter wreck at the funeral, because I'm a very empathetic person, so when I see other people in pain, I'm in pain, and when I see other people cry, I'm gonna start crying. It's just, that's just how it works for me. So it just, I was a complete mess, and, cause again, that's for someone, that I didn't know 100%. When my parents passed away, I'm screwed. Like, I'm screwed. And to that same point, and, I'm not gonna get super political with it necessarily, but, for example, Charlie Kirk, he got literally killed on live TV. I didn't know him really at all. I've never met him. I only knew of him. I saw videos of him. I saw him talk and stuff like that, but I've never met him in person. And so like that, I was a wreck with that too. And I didn't even know the guy. So it's just one of those things that when someone, you like passes away, it's just a stab in the heart. There's no way to get around it. It's gonna feel like a stab in the heart. There's nothing you can do. And it honestly sucks. We gotta be aware of the part of life that just sucks. Cause we can tiptoe around it all we want, but that doesn't negate the problem. So there's just, yeah, that's all I'll say there. But it's gonna suck no matter what. And we have to realize also that we're growing. Like for me, this is really for the Gen Zers out here. This obviously still applies to the topic itself. Obviously applies to everybody, but this part I'm about to say is specifically for Gen Z. We're not kids anymore. I just said this with the thing I said in the email there. We're not kids anymore. We're growing up, and when we grow up, obviously the people we grew up around are also growing up. So, for example, like if your grandparents were 40 when you were born, if you're in your 20s like me and John are, they're 60 now. So it's just one of those things that you got to realize, you got to pay attention to, and you got to understand that time is not on our side. It's not. It's never been, never will be, and it's just one of those things that we got to pay very close attention to. But John, did you want to jump in to add anything?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. There's no other way to say it, really. Seeing people we care about getting older, as well as people we care about leaving, it sucks. Fortunately, I've been so far fortunate that it's not happened to me that much. I had a loved one pass away, like, 3 years ago, I think. And that was rough because the person who passed away was my great grandma, and she's the whole reason I moved away from New York, because she was getting older and we knew her time was limited, and it was a shitty situation all around, really. And like you're saying, you're like, oh, when my parents go, you'll be back. I think I will too, you know. Because I'm very close to my parents, so it's gonna suck, and there's not much else to say there, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's it's a thing you got to pay attention to, like I said, because if you still have grandparents around, then which I'm luckily blessed to have, it's hard because you know that really, unfortunately, because we live in America, so the life expectancy, I think, is 70-something. Like, that's the expectancy, but people can obviously go past that, and many people have. But once you get to that point, you're like, man, at any moment, it could happen. And that's kind of why you absolutely have to spend your time as wisely as you possibly can. Because while your time might not be coming to an end soon, theirs might. And you never know, because that's the thing. We never know when it's going to happen. We never know what will cause it, unless sometimes you have an idea, but even still, miracles can happen. So we never know. That's the thing. And that's the thing that makes it really suck, is that we are not in control of anything. We have no control over when it happens. We have no control over what to do about it most of the time, especially if it's age. We have no control whatsoever. And I think that feeling of powerlessness is what truly kind of weighs in on us at the very start of the process. And that very start of the process is honestly what really sucks, because you're going to, in your mind, your survival instinct is, I got to fix it. I got to find a way to stop it. I got to find a way to fix it. I got to find a way to prolong this as much as possible. But some people even might start to try and do that kind of stuff. But you eventually reach a point where you're like, I can't do that. I'm not an omnipotent being. I can't control life and death. I don't have the ability to do that. I can't predict when they're going to pass away. I can't predict anything. So, because even doctors are like, oh, I give it 2 weeks. It's like, they don't know anything either. So, they can use statistical data to estimate and guesstimate. It's usually guesstimating. But it still doesn't equal anything. Because I've seen people where the doctor says, give them 2 weeks, and they're still alive to this day. And I've seen the opposite, where they say, I give you 2 weeks, and they passed away that same night. So, that's what I'm saying, is even the people that know what they're doing are still not, like, they still don't control anything. They can only tell you what they know and kind of guess as to what's going to happen. That's all you get. You don't get anything else. You have no control. You have no power. There's nothing. And that's why you got to absolutely spend your time as wisely as possible, because it could happen at any moment. And I know there's a statistic out there that says every minute, this many people unfortunately pass away. But that's also from, unfortunately, like, wars and stuff happening overseas and, like, that kind of stuff. So that happens. I'm sure those numbers are in there somewhere as well. Because we're not just talking about, like, age passing away. We're not talking about diseases specifically. We're talking about all of it. This is all encompassed in the same thing. Because no matter what takes them, it's still going to be a jab in the heart. Now, granted, we'd be fools to say that the reason for their passing is completely obsolete, because it's not, because if they die in a horrific way, it's going to hurt even more. So we're not trying to say that, oh, that part doesn't matter, because it does, but I'm just saying, in the sense of the topic we're talking about today, it applies to anything, because losing a family member is going to suck no matter what, and that being said, it could suck more depending on what actually happened to them. Yeah, so John, did you want to keep going?
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, it would be nice if everyone died of old age. I mean, maybe not everyone, but most people, you know, I'll say it, most people died of old age. Would be better, but that doesn't mean it's good, you know? Because even if everyone died of old age, it'd be like, well, then they, once you get to that point, you're like, oh, well, it still has to happen. You know, it doesn't make it, I was going to say that it doesn't even make it better, because it's still going to hurt, you know?
Yeah. Well, and they say that time heals all wounds, right? While I think that's true in a sense, I don't believe it's fully true. I feel like it's a very subjective saying, because some people hold on to grief a lot more than others. Some people hold on to pain a lot more than others. It all depends on the person. So while I think that's, as a general statement, it's okay. I think it's generally true. I also think it's not 100% true to each individual, because it's different.
Right.
So as a whole, nothing can heal it, I don't think. I don't think really anything can. The only thing that could, and that might, and that maybe would, it's still going to suck. Again, you're still going through that first process of it sucking. is that some people believe that some people, depending on different people's beliefs, is that they might see them again, right? That's the one thing that might give them clarity, that might give them hope, and that might give them like joy in the fact that they'll see them again, right? It's still gonna suck. You're still gonna miss them. You're still gonna wish they were still with us and that kind of thing. That's still gonna happen. You're not gonna avoid that part of it. But we can take, depending on what you believe in, we can take joy and pride in the fact that we might see them again one day. And honestly, that's how, since we're talking about personal stuff, that's how I see things 100%. Is I don't do goodbyes, I'll do see you laters. Right? That's kind of how I do it. Because I'm not going to say goodbye to you, because goodbye to you is saying goodbye, later, friend, right? But saying see you next time or something along the same lines is saying, hey, I'm going to see you again. I don't know when that will be, but I'll see you again, type of thing. And that's how I personally see things. And obviously not everyone does, but that's how I personally see it. So that gives me clarity in that sense. But it, like I said, it still sucks. Because you still wish that they were with us. You wish that they could guide you and whatever, depending on who they were, right? So it just, there's no really avoiding it. But some people can get a bit more kind of joy and happiness in the sense that they know they'll see them again, type of thing. So that's the kind of thing there. And John, it's up to you, obviously, but if you want to jump into with your kind of with how you deal with that kind of stuff, because I said that's how I deal with it, but how do you personally kind of deal with that fact?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't know. You know, I believe in an afterlife, and so if someone I cares about who also believes in that same afterlife dies, it's like, yeah, it's gonna be a see you later, but it's still hard. You're still gonna miss them. What you're saying about, like, time heals all wounds, and that's true sometimes. It's not true all the time. I agree with that. Because, like, if you talk about, like, the five stages of grief, some people don't get to the acceptance stage. They stay in, say, like, the anger phase. And they just stay there forever until they die. And that happens to some people. So it's hard to say objectively, oh, time heals all wounds. And to an extent as well, because it's never going to be the same as it was before. You know? Like, say if you got cut and it was a deep cut, you needed stitches, that wound's going to heal, but there's still going to be a scar there.
Right.
It's not like it was before you got cut. And I think the same is true for emotional and mental wounds. Like, it's better than it was right after the wound was inflicted, but it's still there.
Right. I remember, I'm going to be completely paraphrasing this, so I'm not going to quote this whatsoever. But there's a quote I saw a while ago that said something about how, what was it? It was something about how that grief is the price you pay for love. Something along the lines of that. Because grief obviously is not a problem. It's not a disorder. It's not a disease or anything. It's an emotional response to whatever's causing it, right? And I remember seeing something along the lines of that quote, which is that grief is the price you pay for love. Because the stronger your love is for that person, the more grief you're going to have. Because that's just how it is. That's the more, and this is kind of breaching into my ending statement, but whatever. When you lose someone that you truly care about, that was a family member that you truly care about, a piece of your heart actually does kind of, I forget how science says it, but it actually does kind of like throb almost. And that's why the whole like heart throbbing thing is a metaphor and exists, is because science actually says that's kind of what happens when you lose someone. And I think there's a whole list of things your body does. It's like an emotional response. It's like fight or flight. Your body goes into kind of like shock, right? And like, that's how your body kind of handles it. Now, John talks about mental, and I think that's a very important part too, is because you're not just dealing with it physically, and if anything, you're more so dealing with it mentally. Because while yes, physical problems can occur with too much grief, there is a lot of stuff going on mentally, when this happens as well. And unfortunately, depending on the situation, depending on how the person passed, is you might blame yourself. You might think, oh, if I had just gone with them to the baseball game, or if I had just spent more time with them that day they asked me to spend time with them, oh, if I had just done this, if I had just done that. You kind of go down this rabbit hole of kind of blaming yourself. And that actually does the opposite effect of what you think it does. It actually hurts your mental health more than it does with, it doesn't progress you in any way. In fact, you're going backwards on this whole line of the grief train, I'll call it. You're actually going backwards. You're not helping yourself in any way. And obviously, some people are going to do it. You might not be able to avoid it. But at the end of the day, you have to remember to yourself, what I said earlier, you have no control. There's nothing you could have done. You are not an omnipotent being that controls life or death. You don't have those powers, right? So there's literally virtually nothing you could have done with that kind of sense. And same thing with the whole, like, oh, I should have spent more time with them. I could have done that. You're always going to wish you could have spent more time. You're always going to wish that. Because especially with the funeral that I went to, that was in August, that was one of the things I mentioned. As I said, I regretted not being able to see him as much as I could have. That's always going to happen. You're always going to wish more time that you are always, sorry, what was I trying to say? You're always going to wish you had more time with them than you actually did. It's always going to be, even if it's your parents, you're going to say that. You're going to be like, oh, I wish I had more time. That's always the number one thing people wish for when they lose a loved one. They're like, oh, why couldn't I have had more time with them? I wish I should have done this. I wish I could have done that. That kind of stuff. It's always one of the constants with losing someone, is you're always going to wish you had more time. And you got to come to the unfortunate reality of you can't create time. Time is always something that's being taken away. And again, this is kind of going into my ending statement, but time is always something that's taken away. You can never gain more time. So that's why I said at the very beginning is if you're able to, try and spend your time as wisely as possible. Like, can your job wait? Because let's be honest, in this life, your job only matters here. Your job does not matter wherever you're going, right? So that's the kind of thing. Not saying quit your job. Not saying that. I'm just saying, can your job wait? Can this wait? If so, then try and spend it with the people you care about. Because that's what truly matters. Because when you're on your deathbed, and when you're on your deathbed, you're not going to get a trophy for how many hours you worked at work. You're not going to get a trophy for how many promotions you got. You're not going to get a trophy for how much money you made, right? You're not going to get a trophy for any of that. What you are going to get a mental trophy for is the memories that you create along the way. Now, that's kind of what's the most important thing about all this is the memories. But before I get into that segment of it, John, do you want to speak on anything I just talked about?
Yeah, I mean, what you're saying about, like, you're always going to wish you had more time, or you'd be like, oh, I could have done this differently, I could have done that differently. I've been there. I had a friend who passed away far, far too early. And I was like, oh, maybe if I was, like, if I had spent more time with them, or if I reached out to them more, maybe things could have been different. But at the end of the day, I didn't know. I couldn't have known. And nothing that I did differently could have changed anything. Which is not to say, oh, then don't spend time with friends. Or don't spend time with your loved ones. That's not what we're saying here. It's just, if spend the time you can, you're always going to want to have had more time. So don't worry too much if you feel like you could have had more. Because in the end, you could have always had more. There's no possible way to spend all of your time with your loved ones. Because you got to sleep, you have to eat, you have to work, sadly. You got to do other stuff, and whether you want to or not. So it's always going to be a situation where you could have spent more time, but you couldn't, and you didn't, so it's not gonna heal you know?
Right. Yeah, and when it comes to the memories, right, that's kind of what I want to get into next, is because memories are priceless. There is nothing that can really compare to it, no monetary value that can compare to it at all. because memories are one of the greatest things we can do here on Earth. And that's why the pictures, that's why a camera exists. That's why you can take videos, that's why video cameras exist. They exist so that you can create documented memories for either yourself, for your family, or maybe for even your future generations when you're gone. So memories is one of the strongest things we can create on this planet. And that's honestly, you know, we talked about earlier about, this is kind of disconnected from this exact topic, but we talked earlier about people being the foundation for something. They're kind of in the background, but it's kind of holding up the foundation. That's one of the things that makes me love this podcast so much, is because until the Earth explodes, or until the sun explodes, one of the two, this podcast will remain, even after me and John are gone. So it's one of those things that I that brings me joy to think that, because it means even when me and John are gone, we could still be helping people, right? Even though we're not currently on the planet, we're still helping people move on. We're still helping people find forgiveness in other people. We're still helping people find hope at the end of the tunnel. We're still helping people with their mental health. Whatever we're doing, we'd still be helping that. And I find great pride and joy in that fact that even, again, me and John aren't old or anything, but when we're gone, we're still going to make an impact. And I think that's kind of really the whole thing with the memories thing. And going back to the personal side of things, memories with your family. That's why you take photos whenever you can. You try and frame them on the wall. My grandparents, for example, I love their idea, and I'm going to totally steal it when me and my wife get a house or whatever, is they have going up to their stairway, they have like a picture wall, basically. And I want to say there's like 100 pictures there. And there's a picture wall. And it's like, it's at the very top, it's those two and my grandparents, and then it kind of seeds into their kids, and then their kids has their kids, and like, you get the idea. It's a genius idea. And that's all like really cool pictures, and it kind of shows the memories and the moments that you have made across your life and with your family. And one of the common things that I read, and again, this is paraphrasing, it's not really a quote or anything, but it's just a factoid that I learned about, is everyone knows what hospice is. I'm not going to really explain that. If you don't know what it is, look it up. It's a thing that it's kind of sad when you really think about it, that it exists in the first place, but it's there. But one of the things that some people will do is before, and this is just, I don't know if it's, they have a feeling or if they kind of know or something. I'm not totally sure. It's one of those things that we as humans can't explain, is they might know that their time's coming to an end or something at that very moment. And one of the things they'll do is they'll grab for a picture, whatever that picture may be. Maybe it's a picture of them and their spouse. Maybe it's a picture of them and their parents. I don't know. We don't know that information. But they'll grab a picture because it's one of the last things that they want to remember before they move on to the next thing. So memories can do a lot, man. And I think it's really important to try and create as many as you possibly can. So, John, did you want to jump in?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get what you're saying. You know, the podcast will be here far after we are. That's part of the reason why I started my VOD channel on YouTube, not to shout myself out again. Yeah. But I know there's probably not going to be, like, people on YouTube come across a random VOD of mine and be like, ooh, this guy looks amazing, this title that's basically, this is the game I'm playing, and no thumbnail. That's not why it's there. It's there so, you know, one day someone looking back is like, oh, I want to check that out again. I want to see what was. And because, like, there was a story I heard about an actor who passed away, and their co-star was saying how she didn't want to watch the show they were both in until they passed away, because they were like, it's no longer about me. It's about remembering my friend who passed away. And I thought that was a very interesting take on it, because it's like, that show that they were both in is a look back at where they were. You know, obviously, the actors aren't the characters. They're a character. But for the actors, it's a piece of, it's like their job, you know, hanging out with your coworkers and your friends, you know, and you get to look back on the stuff you did together.
Right. But, yeah, so I think that's kind of the, when it comes to memories, it's kind of the precipice, right? Is that you want to make as many as you can, document, especially if you can, as many as you can. If you can't document, whatever. Just make it, as long as you can remember it in your mind, at the end of the day, you don't need a physical thing. But it is nice to have a physical embodiment of the memory. Whether it be in a picture form, video form, typewriter form, it doesn't matter. It's just nice to have a physical embodiment of what the memory was. Like, for example, I take a lot of pictures, not of myself, I hate selfies because they're stupid, but a lot of the pictures I take are of, like, family, of, like, locations I've visited, like, that kind of stuff, and it's gotten to the point where I'm getting near my phone storage because I have so many dang pictures. And I'm not the type of person to take, like, 15 of the same picture. I just take that many different pictures of where I've been and, like, what I'm doing and, like, that kind of stuff. Because I'm trying to document it as I go along. Unfortunately, because stupid iPhones have, like, basically no storage, I've had to delete some older ones to create kind of new ones, but they're still in my mind. And that's kind of what, like I said, you don't need a physical embodiment of the memory, but it's nice to have because your brain's not 100% reliable with that kind of stuff. You can try to remember it all you want, but you just might honestly forget it. So that's especially true when you get older, unfortunately. As you get older, your brain starts to kind of forget things. Which that's why I think personally hospice is super sad, because some people, unfortunately, like, you go to visit someone you care about in hospice and they don't even know who you are. So it's just, that can be super sad. I hope that never happens to me. It's like, I can hope for that. It might not be the path we're on, but I hope that never happens. But unfortunately, it does happen to people. And I can't imagine the pain that would cause for that person, because you're going to visit your mom and she doesn't even know who you are. Because that's just how, unfortunately, unstable the brain is at that point. So, overall, memories are the thing you really need to create and hold on to. At the end of the day, that's all that really matters. Like I said, when you get to the end of your road, you're not going to get a trophy for how much money you made, how big of a house you had, how many books you owned, how many video games you played, how many like subscribers you had on YouTube, right? None of that matters at the end of the day. What I should say, none of that matters at the end of your life. It doesn't matter. All that stuff's going to be minute. What matters, truly, to you specifically, is the memories you made, the connections you made, the friends you made, and the time you spent with those said people. At the end of the day, that's what truly matters. And I think that, honestly, in our day-to-day lives, we kind of forget that sometimes. We kind of forget that, you know, time is not on our side anymore. Well, it's never been on our side. We always think that, oh, I'll just do that tomorrow. I'll just do that next week. I'll just do that whenever. We never start to think that, oh, maybe tomorrow's not guaranteed to happen. Tomorrow's not guaranteed to happen. The sun could blow up tomorrow. We will never know, right? That's the one thing that people often overlook, is they'll say, oh, I'll do that next week. Oh, I'll do that tomorrow. Next week might not happen. You don't know. It likely might, but it's not a guaranteed thing. I remember saying this a long time ago. I kind of want to say it again because it actually goes well with what we're talking about today. Is John? I got a big question for you. If I were to give you $1 billion, $1 billion with a B, right? You'd be up there with Elon Musk. You could buy the world with that kind of money, right? So, mm-hmm. would you appreciate that I would give you that much money?
I mean, it'd be pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah. So. With that being said, what would I say if I said, or what would you say if you couldn't wake up tomorrow if I gave you that money? You're done after that. Once I give you, you have the billion for today, but tomorrow that's it for you. Would you take it still?
I would say probably not, you know. If I was like an old man, you know, like I was 87, I'd be like, sure, yeah, I'm ready to go. I gotta take that $1 billion, put it all into like making the world a better place and then die. Like, sure, but I'm not at that age yet, so I'm gonna hold off on that offer.
Well, in general, your answer is no.
Yes.
So what you're telling me is that tomorrow is worth more than $1 billion.
Yeah, I would say so.
And that's kind of the point I'm trying to make, is since tomorrow is not guaranteed, you gotta treat it like it's your last day. And that's kind of how I live my life. Not in fear of it being your last day. You don't want to do that. But in the sense that, like, hey, Today might be the last day. Am I content with what I've done? Am I content with the time I've spent or whatever? And usually the answer is no. I'll say that straight up with my personal thing. Is my answer is no. But that's just because I feel like I could be doing a lot more. I feel like I still have projects unfinished that could really help people in the future, like that kind of thing. So the answer will always be no, but it's important to keep in the back of your mind that tomorrow is not guaranteed. For any of us, for you, for your parents, for anything. You don't want to think like that because it's depressing, but don't make it the storefront of your mind. Just have it in the very, 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 very back of your mind. So you know it's there, but you don't want to pay much attention to it. Because obviously very unlikely that it would happen, but it could still happen, right? And like I said, that's one of the things I think that's really truly overlooked in our lives. So, John, before I do my ending statement, did you want to add anything else?
I mean, I think you really got the long and short of it. Because, you know, you don't want to spend your life like, oh, I'm going to die one day, I'm going to die one day, I'm going to die one day. Yeah. Like, because that's not fun. You know, deal with that.
Right.
But, you know, just be like, oh, I could do this fun thing with my friends. Or I could sit here doing nothing. It's like, well, should probably do this fun thing with your friends because you never know what tomorrow holds.
Right.
Or if there is a tomorrow, you know.
That's a good point. That's kind of what I was saying before, which is like, I never explicitly said it, but spending your time wisely, that's what John's saying, is if you have two options, it's like, oh, my family invited me to go to this shindig thing, or I could sit home and do nothing. Like, to me, I understand, as a sort of fellow introvert, I understand the idea and joy you might get from staying home, but you're not going to really make memories there. Whereas if you go with your family, you might. You never know. It depends on where they're going, I suppose. But I always say that it doesn't matter where you're going as long as you do it together. I think that's kind of... That also might be a quote from somewhere. I kind of thought of that a long time ago. I might have pulled it from something, but I'm sure it's an existing quote. Anything anyone's ever said, it's probably a quote somewhere. But
yes,
that's
everything we've always said on this podcast is plagiarized from something else.
Yeah, basically.
Nothing certain.
So before we end off today's episode, my closing statement is, losing a loved one is kind of like losing a piece of yourself. And the closer they were to you, the bigger the piece it's taken. So, and one of the things I always say is life is the longest thing we'll ever do, but it's also the shortest. And time is almost never on our side, like I said before. We try our best to make time and use time, but that's the thing about it. Time can never be gained. It can only be taken away. If you learn anything from this episode, let it be this. Spend your time wisely. Spend it with the people you care about. And I know that sometimes life can feel so pointless and garbage and all that, all in between, but it's not. Not if you have people who care about you. Good memories can do a lot, and you should hold on to them and cherish the people around you. You never know when they'll be gone. So that's what I want to leave today's episode on. John, any final statements before we end the episode?
No, I think I've said pretty much all there is to say on it.
Alrighty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for yet another serious topic. We only got one more, technically, before the finale. I'll be very interested, because I don't have a time machine, so I'll be very interested to know what that would be. I have some plans, and also it depends on if we do a thing where John could win as the host or something, because there is a couple things like that. Because that would shift the on and off thing that we're currently doing. Because obviously, the third guy's not here, so that's not a... It's not a, like, kind of normal rotation. Now it's just flipping back and forth. But there's a thing, like, on Ethan's Favorite Game episode, wherever that may fall, I could win as the host, and then I do it twice, and then obviously John would win the next one after that. But because of that simple change, it kind of switched the flow of things. And I'm trying to think of, like, more topics where that could happen, but it's hard to kind of think of that kind of thing. With that being said, guys, I think that's going to do it. For this episode. So, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation. made you laugh along the way. Not as many laughs, of course, in the serious topic episode, but there could be some. But the main thing is provoking a conversation there. So, if you want, you can find me over on YouTube at FlatBusy Gaming. Like I said before, do a lot of variety content over there. If you're watching this after Halloween, we just recently did Spooktober, so if you haven't watched that, go check it out. It's a lot of fun. And then you can find John on Jeevans Feevens over on Twitch and YouTube and his VOD channel, Jeevans Feevens VODs. I personally watch the VODs a lot because I don't have time to personally watch the streams, but I can always catch the VODs, so go check it out. And don't forget to check out our social medias. So at Provokers Pod for X / Twitter, and the Provokers Podcast Official over on Instagram. We post episode drops, teasers for certain things, all that good stuff. Yeah, if you guys were on our socials, you might have saw that that something was coming with John's song there, because I think there's a post that we did about it that's saying, ooh, something's on the horizon, or whatever it said, and it was a very distorted and blackened picture of John's song art there, so. Yeah, you can get exclusive sneak peeks over there, and a lot of other cool stuff, so go check it out. Speaking of cool things and checking it out, we have our Patreon, so we have, of course, the tiers and all that goodness, but we also have extended cuts, so if you don't want to be locked into subscriptions, because we know how subscriptions are, you can always get the extended cuts and just buy those straight out. They're like little mini episodes where it's like 30 to 40 minutes of little mini topics. There's no hosts, there's no points, it's just all good fun, and it's a lot of good stuff over there, so go check it out. And so I'm going to be promoting this myself for a couple episodes, not the entire time, but just for a couple more episodes, is John's song is officially out. Next Up John, over on Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, doesn't matter what you listen to, it's over there, so go check it out. It's a really good song, and I suggest you go listen to it. I want to see it on some Spotify Raps this year, so you better listen to it 24/7. No stopping it. I don't want to see any other songs in your playlist, just that one. Obviously kidding, but go check it out. It's a really good song. And like I said, I'll keep reminding people, because I know some people like skip a couple episodes and they don't have time to listen to every episode, so I want to make sure I point it out in more than just one episode. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.